You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I'm actually from here, so I grew up coming to watch all these games since I was little. So I knew, I even came last offseason to watch. So I was super excited. I get to be home and play against the best competition there is in the minors. So I was really pumped. I was excited for the opportunity. I mean, a lot of guys have to, they're gone for 7 months when I'm only gone for five, which helps. And you get to eat mom's cooking every night in spring training, which helps, and sleep in your own bed. So I really enjoy being, part of the D-backs at home. It was definitely a big jump between high and double A. I think a bigger jump than low A to high A. But I was pleased with my year. Obviously, I'd liked it to go a little better. But, I learned a lot of things. I think I matured a lot, not just on the field, but mentally, and I learned how to deal with failure more, and I think it was a positive year. I could take something from it.
I was fired up. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, so this has always been something I was grew up watching. My dad coached in this league before, my brothers played, and I grew up watching it, and it was always a goal of mine to make it here and play. I know the prestige or the honor it is to play here, and that was always a goal of mine. When I came into pro ball, was to be able to make it here and hopefully play well. And when I was told I was coming, I was pretty pumped up. And it's a goal I've fulfilled, obviously, on a list of multiple others. I think this was the year of my whole career that I learned the most about who I was and what I needed to do to be better at the things I do well and what I need to do to improve upon the things I don't do so well. So there was definitely an adjustment period, and there was a few mechanical adjustments, a few mental adjustments, and overall, just understanding what people are trying to do to you, and try to take advantage of the mistakes, because that's the biggest thing with those pitchers is that the higher they get. So they're just as good as you are moving up. Those were the things that helped me learn a little bit, and hopefully I can take that forward.
I mean, obviously it's awesome to come out here and play against this level of competition, and it's an honor to be selected as one of the few guys from your organization to come out here and keep playing. So I'm just looking at it as a good opportunity and just enjoying my time out here. Obviously, Double A is a big jump. The game's a lot more mature up there, so you got to grow up with it. And that's basically what happened this whole last year. I was a little bit immature on the side of the baseball stuff, so I grew up a lot, learned a lot. Great coaches, great teammates around me that helped me kind of grow up in the game. So I'm pretty excited to obviously play here in the fall league and then jump into next season. As soon as you think you have this game figured out, it humbles you right away. So, I'm glad it happened there instead of, in the big leagues and then, start struggling up there and stuff. So I'm glad that I can learn from it and bounce back.
It's been great getting to know my new teammates and, guys from different organizations. So it's been a lot of fun already, and looking forward to the rest of the season. You work hard. You do a lot of things that people don't see, and for it to come and you reach your goal, it's something special. Facing this good competition, it's just going to naturally make you better. So I'm just looking forward to playing against a high level. It's great, learning from other players. They might say something, with different verbiage that kind of clicks in your head. So it's great just hearing from different players and different organizations, see how they do things. I think that I'm just, a hardworking player. I'm going to bring it every day, play hard for 27 outs, and it's just how I was brought up, and that's how kind of I am as a player.
Come out, have fun. That's the biggest thing. It's good competition against good players. I guess the biggest thing for me, I missed a month, so I just get more at-bats against consistent pitching, and for the most part, show me what you can do against it, and that's just that's my biggest goal, is to come out and be successful and have fun. It's always fun playing against you, played them all year, they're rivals, but now that you're teammates now and you kind of talk smack about the season, and it's all fun and games. They're all awesome, man. Aaron Rowan's awesome. They're all smart. They know what to expect, and they know how to run a team, and it's just it's a good group of guys we have. I think growing up in a clubhouse kind of helps me, right now in a clubhouse, how to maneuver, and biggest thing he taught me was to just respect the game on and off the field. I guess it's coming around. I still try and stick to my approach, and that's line drives first. And, if you click a ball, it's going to go. So if you try to hit homers, it doesn't work out too well for me.
I'd just say the actual, just my approach at the plate and my professionalism and that goes for everything. Just the way I carried myself on and off the field and came to the field with a routine and really just let the struggles not get to me. A lot of it has to go for last year. I had my athletic trainer was Kaylee Swain. She did a lot of lessons with me and just really just helped me kind of just understand the game and understand that this game, you're gonna fail a lot. and you have to be able to accept it. It was a big surprise, like they, because I didn't know what they drafted me as, and then they said Alex Verdugo, a center fielder. I was like, wait, what? And I just got taken back for a second. I was like, all right, perfect. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, it has been a long year. I actually started in the Dominican in January for a little bit, but like you said, it's 6 or 7 weeks. It's not too long, and it's a privilege kind of to play in this, especially when you're younger and whatnot. So, I mean, you can't say no to that. I mean, it's a privilege to play here, and it's a great against a great competition. You can't look at it like that. You want to look at it like they're just another pitcher or they're just another player. I mean, they still throw just like everyone else. They're a lot better, a lot more efficient, but you got to look at it like they're trying to get you out and you're trying to get them. So you can't really look at it a different way. You just got to go out there and compete against whoever it is. No one really wants to repeat a level ever, but I mean, I didn't play as good last year, and it was a lot of things that I could have, I just didn't handle well, but going there was good, you know. Obviously, I'd like to be in the California League to start because it's a better place to hit. I mean, it was cold in the Midwest League to start the year, and it's not a good place to hit at the beginning of the year. But still, it taught me a lot of stuff, and I started believing in myself, and it just carried over to the second half too, and high. And I kind of just treated it the same way, like they're the same pitchers, they're a little better, but you can do the same thing.
Todo bien, gracias a Dios. El trato ha sido bien, y nada, tratando de aprovechar al máximo a los coaches. Y sacarle el máximo para mi desarrollo. No, ha sido bien, porque la mayoría de cambios ha sido con latinos y eso, entonces nos llevamos bien. Siempre hablamos y tú sabes cómo somos los latinos, siempre nos vamos apoyando con otros. Con Margot me llevo bien, Guerra, con Rudy, Brías. Y los latinos, los americanos, sí, eso, sueño con eso. Imagínate, acotarme. Sueño, wow, ¿cuándo será ese momento? Y nada, estamos trabajando para eso. ¿Sabes? No me lo esperaba, pero gracias a Dios me adapté rápido. Lo que es de ir a clase A, después doble A, triple A. Y nada, para eso fue que trabajamos durante la temporada muerta el año pasado y Dios nos bendijo con eso.
I was just really excited for the opportunity, you know, getting the opportunity to play against guys that are extremely talented. I think the main focus was definitely catching up on those reps. And, you know, just talking with the hitting coordinator and Damon Minor. You know, just developing a game plan, just little things I have to work on here and there. And yeah, like you said, hopefully it'll springboard me into the higher levels. Obviously the guys, their stuff out here is a little bit better. You know, I haven't played above A ball yet, so getting the opportunity to play with guys that I played in AA, AAA, and you know, guys with some time in the big leagues, I think is gonna help me tremendously. I feel like when someone tries to steal on me, I tend to take it a little bit personally. But yeah, it's something that I definitely take pride in, something that I work on hard every day. You know, just with little things like a little routine that I do with receiving and footwork and things like that.
I played outfield at school until my junior year where I came in and played third. And then I was kind of third base, corner outfield in short season. And then at Instructs, they moved me to second, which was the toughest transition. But that didn't last too long back in the outfield, but that's okay with me. So primarily right field. I can play a little left, but I think they got me out here in right most of the time. I'm aggressive at the plate. Got a little power in there sometimes, gap-to-gap hitter. Just looking to put the ball in play, play hard. Gonna give you everything I got and have fun playing the game. It's a good mix of guys. You got guys from, coaches from different affiliates, which is kind of cool to see some new faces. We got our AAA hitting coach here. He's been working with me the first few days, and he'll be working with me throughout. So it's good. We got, like I said, a good group of guys, tons of talent. It's a lot of fun. Everyone's going to push each other, and it's just really relaxed. We're going to have a good time. Been there a couple times for a November camp and stuff like that. It's a beautiful place, awesome city. Definitely would like to get there one day.